traffic concerns and all that, I completely understand. Again, though, I think we're not dealing with low-class individuals. We're dealing with people that are, you know, nice cars, nice things, and respectful people. So I think it fits well for the neighborhood. And I don't see ongoing issues. You know, if there were issues, especially from neighbor that Mike, you know, if there was an issue, you know, I would respond in an instant with a phone call to help out, to figure it out. So
do do any of the members here of the commission may want to have some questions?
I have a question. We're here to talk about changing the zone.
Yes, it was definitely off topic.
The conversation has been about nightly rentals.
Yeah, it's completely off topic.
But you're zoned R1 now.
Correct.
It sounds like you're doing nightly rentals.
No, I've just had my own family there. We had I did have one bachelor party for a buddy of mine, and that's probably where Mike saw the 10 cars. We had that group,
that's
that get together.
Out here, that there's been places where there's cars.
Yeah, I mean,
and sounds to me
like my family is down there currently right now. We had it. My last name is Monsanto, so we call it the Monsanto Annual Reunion, and that's where we had it this year because we had that house. But yeah, there's probably 5 cars in the driveway, maybe 6 right now. They're all my family. It's not being rented out.
So neither property is being rented out.
I don't know about the other one, but not that I'm aware of, you know. So we're being respectful of your guys' demands on that issue too. So we've only had one pretty large get together, and it was all my friends. So I was aware of it.
Well, you can have your personal friends. I'm just talking about.
I was just saying from his standpoint. Yeah. I didn't want him to be concerned. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So far, I don't think I've done anything outside the lines. You know. So, any other concerns or questions from you guys?
Anyone else? Any questions?
Nothing. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Could I have the other representative? I'd like to hear.
Okay. So, I guess I'm going to try to bring the conversation back because my understanding is we were just talking about the rezoning. I understand it's a very passionate issue. These are people's neighborhoods, their houses, and you got a lot of history here. You know, if this was in my neighborhood, it would be the same thing. My wife and I always joke sometimes. I'm like, hey, we live in a very rural neighborhood too, and for years the lots next door were all open, and then you know people built. I don't like the people's, you know, I don't like that they were built. But it was their ability. So I think we'll get into. I feel very confidently that you know discussing with the neighbors, all of these issues, and I don't want to basically say that they're non-issues because they are. If any of these things were happening in our property, you know, and keep in mind we're living here. I know we've all speculated that we're out of state and we just, you know, want to make a buck and everything else. We're not all Johnny Morris. You know, we can't all build hotels and do whatever. Personally, this house was burned down, probably 3 years ago, sat for a year and a half. I came in to fix it up. And the intent was to fix it and sell it. I came out here you know, we did most all the work ourselves, and I just fell in love with the area. So, yes, outsiders are a problem, but outsiders are what grow communities. We can't all, you know, have our little areas forever. I mean, we mentioned roads. How do roads get paid for? Taxes. How are taxes coming through? There's got to be some growth. With that being said, I think, and this is when we get to the special use, I would comply with every one of those and have no issues. I would not get up here and say, hey, we don't want people partying and everything else. For the neighbors, a party is an inconvenience. For me, a party is destroying our property, destroying our relationships with our neighbors. We have no interest in that. And so basically, I didn't want to get off track. But to address those things, I think all of those, and I think the other neighbors here, we don't want any of that either. You know, my intent is later on down the road, you know, this is our house to live in. And I wish I could say it. I probably have family members that are worse than the people we'd rent to being there, and it would be perfectly legal. The next-door neighbor, you know, we've had, you know, all of those discussions about the parties. That was not – it was never zoned nightly rental. These could be people's families. So it doesn't necessarily negate noise, but responsibly managed, I think these are very successful for the community and, you know, exposing people to the area without, you know, disturbing the neighbors. So, and I think that's a conversation for a month down the road. That's my perspective, is to work with the neighbors over this next month. And I'm not saying they're all going to agree. They're probably not. But to at least accurately describe how we manage properties, mm-hmm. and how this would fit in with what's around there without disturbing everyone.
Okay, thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to say, I probably let this get off track just a little bit, but on the other hand, there is something to be gained here. At least we know how each other feel. We've made you listen to each other without yelling at each other, I hope. But this is only the first step. Tomorrow morning, whichever way the vote goes, nothing is changed. The process has to come back there, and we will see you again if they come in for an application for a nightly rental. So nothing has changed tomorrow when you go back home. And as far as what's happened in the past, we didn't do any of that. You know, I mean, things happen out there, and we can't control everything like that. But we do want to try to hold kind of an even keel. We don't want to hurt you as the neighbors, but we want to give the people that own the property the same consideration. Does anybody else from the commission have anything that they want to add or say at this point?
It just seems to me that all Clearwater Acres is our one. And this was our one. And if I'm hearing it right, basically, because the whole conversation has been about nightly rentals, mm-hmm. if we're trying to change, we've got two people trying to change to RR1 so they can do nightly rentals. And then we have another group of people that are neighbors that don't. Is that right?
That pretty well,
that pretty well sums it up.
Yeah.
So anybody, any other house that gets sold in the future by somebody, they could come and do the very same thing. So this just could be ongoing.
Well, the way I see it is, it's zoned R1. Taking out these two parcels of land would be spot zoning, which creates somewhat of an unfair advantage in that respect. So I'm not ever in favor of spot zoning.
Well, that if we start spot zoning, that gives us a power that we're not entitled to.
Well, it can be done.
It can.
Through the board's actions, but I don't think we should do that. That's my opinion.
Is the commission about ready to come to a vote on this? We will vote on these separately. The first one we will vote on was at 315 Idlewood to be the first one on that.
So, Mr. Chairman, what you'd look for is a motion to recommend approval or denial of application 2213 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Monsanto Properties, LLC, for the parcel located at 315 Idlewild Drive to be rezoned from R1 zoning district to RR1 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission.
We have a motion on the floor to deny. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
We have a second on the floor. Is there any other discussion needs to be? Are we ready for a vote? What I understand here is we have a motion on the floor to deny the application 22013.
You're recommending
denial. Denial, yes. All in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
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 Against? Motion to deny. Unanimous.
Then your next case, which is 2215, your motion to recommend approval or denial of recommendation of the application 2215 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Hartford Rentals LLC for the parcel located at 149 Idle Wild Drive to be rezoned from R1 zoning district to RR1 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission.
Yeah. Do I have a motion on this one?
Mr. Chairman, make a motion that we deny.
Do I hear a second? I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? In favor for denial on this application, raise your right hand and say aye.
Aye.
Anyone for approval? No nays. That's it.
And the rezoning for the county commission again is June the 20th at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Are we ready to move on to the next one?
We are. Case number 2214, 417, Masonry and Construction.